This is Twit.
So it's one line in your Wikipedia biography. Dodge was laid off from Microsoft November 5th, 2009 and became developer advocate at Google. I have a feeling there's more to that story.
Well, there always is. I was laid off with 5,000 or almost 6,000 other people. So it wasn't a firing in the traditional sense where, you know, you're...
It wasn't personal.
No, it wasn't personal. Well, it was to me.
Yeah. But yeah, it's always personal. But
I was laid off with 5,000 or 6,000 other people at the time. But the end result is the same. You're gone. And not randomly. There were reasons. So I call it the Scoble effect.
I'm sure Robert appreciates that.
Well, you might remember that Robert Scoble also exited Microsoft kind of quietly and unceremoniously. But here's the effect, and here's what happened to me. The Scoble effect is when you are more famous than your boss or your boss's boss or your boss's boss's boss. These guys have egos, and you know they're smart guys, and they have thousands of people reporting to them, and they want to be the face of the company. So Robert got to a point where he was the face of the company, and there were some senior executives that weren't comfortable with that, and they wanted a piece of that. So Robert was sort of shuffled out. About a year later or 2 years later, the same thing happened to me. In my case, it was along with thousands of other people. But that was the reason. It was because I was the one on stage at TechCrunch Disrupt or LurWeb or these huge tech conferences. I was the one writing the blog. I was the one that the report would contact for quotes and reactions to things. And it was okay for a few years, but after a while, you know, some big egos were hurt and it was time to move on.
However, it was to your benefit, just as it has been to Robert's, that you were that well known, because if you're not, it's going to be pretty hard to get that next job. Nobody knows what you were doing. And you might be known inside the company, but you're not known outside the company. In fact, I think it's a great story because Mike Arrington at TechCrunch wrote about you getting laid off. Vic Gundotra at Google saw it and said, we should call this guy because you were well known.
That's right. It's, you know, it all goes back to blogging, Leo. Blogging and speaking at conferences and that sort of thing. People knew who I was. So when it happened, when Microsoft decided to lay me off, it was kind of shocking to a lot of people, certainly to me. I had no idea. And Mike Arrington at TechCrunch, when he heard, he read my blog, actually. So the way it went down was that Microsoft called me on the phone. I was traveling at the time and said, hey, bad news, you're gone. And I said, okay, that's interesting. I wrote a blog post and said, well, you know, these things happen. And I had a great 5 years at Microsoft and loved the people there. But you know what? It's time to move on. And so I'll see what's next. Mike Arrington read my blog and wrote a post in TechCrunch, and then the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the New York Times and Wall Street Journal and San Francisco Chronicle and on and on and on it went. It just caught fire. And it was surreal.
That has to feel good, though. I think that has to feel really good.
It did.
It's vindicating.
My mother, who had no idea what I do, but my mother started reading this and she said, it sounds like you died and they're writing eulogies about you. It was surreal.
Yeah.
And because of that coverage and reaction, Google hired me. And I just saw our senior vice president at Google just a week ago. And he said, Don, you know, you are still the fastest hire in the history of Google.
Yeah. Notorious for 60 interviews before you can get a job, right?
Yeah. It usually takes 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Mine was 3 days.
That's awesome. And really, that must have been exciting because, I mean, you look at your resume. I left off Compaq, by the way, but you look at your resume. What better company today to work for than Google?